think it is a real joy and blessing and privilege and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful, as we often say, and I really am, what the Lord done for me and how he helped me when I couldn't help myself. I was bound up myself in sin, didn't really realize what I needed, and all the time I just needed Jesus and forgiveness of my sins. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me as a young man, void of understanding and blinded by the god of this world. But I'm glad that my mother's prayers caught up with me, and God dealt with my heart and gave me a place of repentance. And I come to him just like I was, with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I'm glad when he saved me, completely changed me. He operated on my heart, that is, it was inside of me, on my soul. That is, he gave me a brand new heart, a new nature, divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, 41 wonderful years ago. When it happened to me, it changed the outside of me, the habits and the bad habits and things that I'd done in time past, drinking, smoking, cussing, gambling, all the things that a lot of folk do nowadays. I practiced those as a young man. I'm not boastful, that's shameful, but I nevertheless was partaker of it. But I'm glad when God saved me, he took all the desire out of me, and I've been a new to survive for 41 wonderful years. I said before, I've not wanted to drink since I got saved, not drank for 41 years, smoke, cussing, or gamble. Now, none of that saved me. I got saved when I repented. I gave up myself, and I called on God for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. And I was sincere, and God knowed it, and I needed help and wanted it. And I forsook myself and gave up myself and died to my old stinking flesh. I crucified the old man. When I did that, God, the Lord Jesus himself, became my personal Savior and gave me the free gift of eternal life. And for 41 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this glorious, complete, perfect, and powerful salvation. I'm glad the Bible said the Word of God is what folk get saved by. The only tool that God uses is his Word. The Bible said the soul of the Spirit is the Word of God. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Beloved, you can't believe. That is real belief, Bible belief, saving grace. You can't believe to hear the good Word of God. You don't know what to do to get saved, first of all. But God deals with your heart. He's chose the foolishness of preaching, save them that believe. Beloved, there's no real Bible belief, no saving grace. And I'm not talking about a case of the do-betters and turning over a new leaf and reforming and trying to make a start to do different. That's fine. That's well and good. But that won't justify you. Neither will that qualify you or save you. Neither will you get to heaven by being good. The Bible says that as far as that goes, there's none good. There's none righteous. No, not one. We've all like sheep, the Bible said, gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid your iniquities all upon him, and by his stripes only can you get healed. The healing balm, the chief physician, is the Lord Jesus. Beloved, he died in your place and my place. The Bible said he that knew no sin, that would be Jesus, became sin for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in him. And if you want to become righteous or made right in the sight of God, and God to take that old sinful shape with a depraved Adamic nature out of you and place that with a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, you'll have to experience a new birth. And I'm not talking about being sprinkled. I'm not talking about baptized in the water. I'm not talking about church membership. I'm talking about being born from above. I'm talking about having a divine nature placed within you. God operating, the Bible said, the operation of faith working on your heart, giving you a brand new heart that is transplanting your old blubber, that old swine's nature, taking that, cutting it out of you, and replacing that with a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That happened to me. I couldn't really put it into words, and I have a hard time doing it now outside the Word of God. You can't, but I didn't know much about the Word of God, but I knew Jesus was. I knew he was God's Son. My mama embedded that in me and planted that in me as a little bitty boy. I never forgot that. A young man, teenager, and a young man, I knew who Jesus was. I just didn't know him as my personal Savior. But when he got alive in me, real in me, then, beloved, I was automatically changed. The Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm glad that he didn't take me out of the world, he just took the love of the world out of me. I no longer have a love that is for the sinful things of the world, beloved. My real love, my real delight is in him. I take great delight in his word. I love his word. The Bible said, thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. When you get saved, you'll love the word of God. You'll love the presence of God. You'll love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, beloved. And you'll want to help try to convert others when others bring them into the presence of Jesus and won't see them get saved. When you get saved, I'm talking about saved from sin, not church membership, not water baptism, not sprinkling, not some type of ritual that you went through. That won't justify you. Beloved, this is a personal thing. Jesus died, the Bible said, for all mankind. unrighteous, no, not one. We like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid your iniquity, it is all upon him. By his stripes only, beloved, can you get healed. He's the healing balm, the chief physician, and if you expect to get to heaven, you expect, beloved, to go to heaven and live with him forever, you'll have to be justified, you'll have to be sanctified, you'll have to be cleansed. That is your sins, and forgiven, and put in God's seal of forgiveness, never be brought to his remembrance anymore. He's got the remedy. He's got the answer to all your problems. He satisfied me 41 wonderful years ago. I quit looking for satisfaction. I quit looking for peace when I found the Prince of Peace. Beloved, when he saved me, he gave me peace with God Almighty through the blood of his cross. I'm better. I'm no longer alienated, separated from God Almighty. But thank God I've been reconciled through the blood. And I have the peace of God inside me, beloved. I've got peace with God. Got the peace of God in my mind and peace with God in my heart. Since I got saved, I'm telling you, it's wonderful, 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 wonderful what Jesus does to a person when he gets alive in them in reality. We're not talking about tongue-in-cheek. Most of the so-called Christian today, they're church members. That's all they are. They joined up, they united up, they joined the church, they started doing better and turning over a new leaf and, of course, taking on responsibilities in their local assemblies, and they make them feel good. But, beloved, it's not a case of the feel goods or the feel betters. Beloved, that's not going to justify you. You can feel good all you want. So a lot of things you do make you feel good. But, beloved, I'm not talking about feeling good. I'm talking about being justified. I'm talking about being reconciled through the blood of Christ. I'm talking about having a personal experience in grace when it'll guarantee you positively change you on the inside and put you in newness of life. Paul said it, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's mankind, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. I'm glad when you get saved from sin, guarantee you, beloved, it'll make a difference in you. Your life will never, ever be the same. And if there's not a complete turnaround, if there's not a change in your life, you don't have a new desire in you and God's Spirit in you, beloved, it's evident you just got counterfeited by religion, by sin and Satan, but he's got a back pocket. That is a devil full of lies. He's a liar and a father of it. He's walking to and fro, the Bible said, seeking whom he may devour, like a roaring lion, beloved. He's on the rampage. He's a god of this world, the prince of power there. He's on the flesh. He's a god of your flesh. He's your father. If you're unregenerate, that's because you've been born in sin, shaven iniquity, and born in sin. Beloved, you become sinner by choice, alienated, and separated from God Almighty. The only way to be reconciled and brought back to God is through the blood that Jesus shed at Calvary. The Bible said, he that knew no sin, and be Jesus, became sin. You and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But if you want to get to heaven, you're going to have to experience the new birth. The only way to get to heaven is to experience the new birth. It took a birth that is a natural birth, a fleshly birth, to get you into this world, beloved. It'll take a new birth to get you into the next world because you're dead. The Bible said in trespasses and sin. Ephesians chapter 2 said, Paul said in Ephesians, right in the church at Ephesus, he said, ye who were, as past tense, ye who were dead in trespasses and sin, you have to be quickened and made alive. When he, beloved, saved you, he forgives you, he quickens you and makes you alive. He brings you out of that state of death. He dies, of course, the death for all of us. He died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin. You and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He took our place. He became our substitute, the atonement for our sin, the propitiation for our sin, beloved. Our mediator, the Bible said, between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Beloved, he loves you. He died for you. He gave himself for you. And the only thing you can do, beloved, to have this salvation, you can't merit it. You don't deserve it. All of us deserve to go to hell. But God commended love toward us while we're sinners. Jesus died in our place. But he wants to save you. That's why he died for you. He died the death of a sinner. Bruised, Bible said, iniquities, and the chastisement of peace is and was upon him. And by his stripes only, well, the beating that he bore, the slaughter that done to him, beloved, all that he suffered for us, he took our place. He became our substitute. Thank God. He's a great, great substitute and a great mediator between God and man. The Bible said that man being Christ Jesus. There's no way under God's heaven, from earth to heaven, outside of Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. He's the Son of God. He's God reincarnate, beloved. in a human body. God became man, the Son of Man, yet the Son of God, yet God Almighty in flesh. The Bible said the Word was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word was with God. God was the Word. And the Bible said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us and beheld his glory. The Bible said, in the glory of the unbegotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. We said the law came by Moses. The law was our schoolmaster. The law's got no power to save. You can try to uphold the law all you want to, but beloved, you'll find out that when you look at the law and look at yourself, that you're guilty as a sinner, and beloved, without an atonement for your sin, you'll perish and go to hell. You don't have to. Jesus took your place. He died in your stead. Beloved, he that knew no sin became sin for you, but sin for me, sin for the whole world. The Bible said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not the Son of the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Beloved, if you get saved, go to heaven, you're going to have to know him personally as your Savior. Not just know about him. I knew about him. I believed he was the Son of God, but I didn't believe in my heart. I hadn't received him. When you really believe in him and believe on him, you'll trust him. You'll receive him. You'll repent of your sins. You'll give up yourself. You'll die to your stinking self, and you'll call on him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, you can't play around with God. So many pitiful, poor, lost church members, they go to church, and a lot of them are good, moral people. They're good people with good intentions, and they're sincere, but sincerely wrong. It's not but one way from earth to heaven. That's the express in your birth. Jesus said himself, the author and the finisher of the Christian faith, he said, beloved, you must be born again. You've got to have a second birth, a second birth that's from heaven. That's a new nature, divine nature. That's God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's got to become your personal Savior. You've got to realize and recognize you're a sinner. You've got to give up yourself. You've got to get broken, contrite. I promise you that when you do, won't nobody have to tell you about it again. To you, it'll be a new nature, divine nature in you, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't take my words for it, pray God, just pay attention to what's been said and deceived and grant the word the Bible said with meekness, which alone is able to save your soul. The word of God will cut, divide asunder soul and spirit, join in man, give you discernment of verse 6 and 10, and thought of your heart. It'll help you come to yourself and realize what kind of state you're in, what kind of condition you're in, and beloved, if you'll open up your mind and your heart, he'll dwell in you. If you'll let him, you'll want him, you'll cry out to him, I promise you. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue-in-cheek, beloved. That's wanting him as one's personal Savior, recognizing you're a sinner. You can't save yourself and give up yourself in repentance, true repentance. I'm talking about after a godly sort of bring salvation as sure as a God in heaven there is. You'll save you just like you ought to guarantee you. Your life won't ever, ever be the same when you get saved and put your newness alive. And see, my time just about gone right through us. Pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.